Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Hey everybody, welcome to Sophia with an F. I am super fucking excited this week. Before I dive into my episode, just a couple things I need to list off. Don't fucking tune out, this is very important. Subscribe. Just go ahead, subscribe. You know you want to do it. Stop holding back. I will really appreciate it. You will appreciate it in the long run. You might not see the results right now, but you will long term. That's kind of, that's called long term goals.
It's an investment.
It's an investment to subscribe. Thank you, Jackie. And I am recording from WTF Media Studios. They just opened up a location in Los Angeles that is now open for business. If you guys want to try to be a podcaster, if you want to try to be a rapper, if you want to do ASMR on the mic, try it out and go to the studio. You can get $25 off when you use code Sophia is hot. And no, I did not come up with that code. My friend happens to own the studio and that's where it came from. But is she wrong?
Sure.
But is she wrong, though?
Not at all. She can see.
Jackie, I am so fucking excited to have you here. I have Jackie here from The Morning Toast. So I have been on The Morning Toast and recorded with your sister, Claudia.
Yes, because you moved to New York, like, right when I was pregnant. And then I was, like, heavily pregnant, so I wasn't doing much. And then once I gave birth, it was, like, co-host month. And I was still on maternity leave. So every time you've come through, it's been like to replace me.
Do you think the baby is a good excuse being pregnant?
No, honestly, like he was like, Mommy, Sophia with an F is on your show. Get your fucking ass up and go to the studio.
No, I remember you were actually, I swear to God, about to have the baby when I went on The Morning Toast.
Yeah. Yeah, so about I really to, was okay. Excused, but it also would have to take something so drastic for me to miss your appearance, because I've been so excited to meet you. I've been so excited for you to come on The Toast. I loved your episodes, and now I'm so excited to be on SWAF.
I know. Oh, my God. Well, our history, it goes even farther back than that. You guys all know the complete drama turmoil I went through with my old podcast. Jackie, along with Claudia, you guys were like both there for me hardcore when that was happening.
Yeah, it's a hard, it's what you went through is so hard. And there's only so many people who have a sense of what some of those dynamics might be like. So whenever we see someone who might be like down and out, we're just like, you're gonna be great. Whatever you need, we're here.
Which is, do you know how amazing of a quality that is? Because I don't think there weren't too many people that reached out during that time. That
really?
That were in the industry. And
yeah, and it is a small community to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's why whenever we can lend a hand or just be like, hey, like, you'll be fine and you're great, like, and this too shall pass. Sometimes that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
And so it's all someone needs to hear.
Yes. You guys were very, very helpful during that time. But finally, here we are in the fucking flesh. So your baby, how many moms have I had on the show? Maybe one other mother.
Wow.
Literally.
I was actually thinking that because I, first of all, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I love yours. You get such great guests. And also, your audience is so funny. Like, I follow your Instagram page and you'll do, like, craziest thing you ever did or, like, shadiest whatever. And it is so funny and so creative. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous to be in front of this audience because they're, like, they're that girl. you know?
They are. Yeah. They're the sleuths. Like, they're the, like, they're the hot ass bitches that run the shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was the best compliment I have ever received in my entire life. But I mean, yours too. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. No, I love our audience. But I like, I'm just like, sometimes you go on someone's podcast. I don't know. Like, we're just exchanging. But I just feel like your audience is just so funny and so on top of things, and so they must be impressed.
That I think that is the biggest compliment I can receive. If you, I actually want to ask you this question. If someone was going to approach you and say, you're really smart, you're really beautiful, or you have the best podcast on planet Earth, which out of the three, which one would you want to hear? I really want to think about this, and I want to be honest with myself.
Honestly, you're really beautiful.
Honestly, I was like, that one was like coming to the forefront, and I was like, suppress it. No,
I mean, but the thing is, like, you, someone could tell you have the best podcast on planet Earth, and like, you are zero, they're your one listener, and like, that's just not gonna do it for
and
me.
You don't really believe it.
That's not gonna do it for me. Like, I'd rather just be beautiful.
Yeah. That is fucking hilarious. Speaking of beautiful, you're gonna find this so annoying. I already know.
Okay.
I think redheads are the most beautiful people on planet Earth.
Thank you.
I really, really do. Can I name one right now? No, because my mind just went Jessica Chastain. I mean, beyond.
Yeah.
How has it been being a redhead? Like, growing up, I swear to God.
That's such a good
question. Do people ever ask you that?
I don't think so, but it's such a part of, like, my DNA and who I am and, like, something
your identity.
That my identity. I feel like now that I'm grown and I'm like sure of myself and I don't think about it, it's not at the fore as much because I'm not, you know, insecure,
right,
like as
right.
or as insecure as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up as a redhead is so hard, especially because none of my sisters had red hair.
Yeah.
And you just stand out at a time in your life when you're like, I just want to be like everyone else. I don't want like special attention. Like, I don't want, I actually wrote my college essay about being a redhead.
Wait,
and,
Jackie,
and it was actually a great essay.
No, wait, you need to post that or like release that to the public.
I honestly should. It's like something that I'm proud of. And basically my thesis was, so like when I was in high school, we switched schools. And I'm actually like a really shy person. You would never know because I have a podcast where I talk, you know, an hour and a half every day, 5 days a week. But I'm talking to my sister. And so it's like you get our intimacy and then it's just broadcast wider.
Right.
But if I was talking in front of it, like live in front of as many people as we that podcast listen. To, I would be shitting my pants.
Right.
And so my college essay was about how like there was a few months and I was having a hard time and I just like couldn't like find my footing. And then it was really my hair that like reminded me like who I am and that I have to be like as loud as my hair. I can't have it be louder than me and like speak before I do.
That's kind of genius.
And I don't like, want to just be like that redheaded girl, you know?
Right.
So it forces you to like be something other than that.
Yeah.
Which is in the end is a good thing.
Well, I mean, look at you now. I'm sure that's contributed to how funny you are, you know, like your entire personality.
It's really true. Like switching schools. And then even like when I went to college again, like I was like feeling shy again, but like you have to put yourself out there. Otherwise you're not going to get to like meet people or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And really like pushing yourself in that way, even though it's so uncomfortable and I'm so terrible at it. It pays off in spades once you like meet your people.
Yes.
And you can be yourself.
You're lucky you have your sister, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like Claudia is very outgoing.
She is. And I feel like now in our life, when we go somewhere, she's always, you know, kind of carrying the both of us until I can, like, get there and feel comfortable and be myself, too. And I feel like when I was in high school, my older sister really did that for me.
Uh-huh.
But I also feel like because we're, like, podcasting and we're always talking and have like big personalities online, when people first meet me, they're probably like, oh, she's like standoffish, or she's like maybe doesn't like me because she's not really chatty,
right?
When I know that she is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no,
so the red hair, it was a little bit challenging, but then at the end of the day, like, really made you
it,
who you are.
It has made me who I am, but it was definitely like so
it's
I felt
thing,
so
right?
awkward and just so different.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be like, I just wanted to be just like, don't notice me.
Right. Did you ever try to dye your hair?
No. Oh my
okay.
gosh. I never
See,
could
that
have.
That is really admirable. You didn't
yeah.
even try.
No, I didn't even try. I mean, my mom would never have let me. I actually was at a party when I was like 25
no,
years
my
old.
My mom would have allowed it.
I was at a party, like I was grown. And I met a girl with red hair and she was talking to me about like how she dyed her hair. I was like, your mom let you? And she was like, I'm 25. I was like, but still, like, you, I feel like you can't, you know? And mm-hmm. I do feel like it's something that you would regret.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, I've never colored my hair or touched it. And even though I burn it to a crisp every single day, it's definitely healthier than it would have been.
You know who's more obsessed with you than I am? If you, I mean, you listen to my show. John, like the Bible, he's my best gay friend in the entire world. He sends me your profile pictures in the DMs, I swear to God, once a week.
Oh my God, I'm so flattered. I hope it's not in like a shady way, like, oh, look what she's doing today.
I literally want to pull up the DMs right now, like, she's stunning.
Oh my God, that's like the nicest thing you could say. So flattering. Also, we were having this conversation before we sat down and we didn't finish it, but I love your podcast. Mm-hmm. You get amazing guests. Your episode with Jay Cutler, like, was one of the best podcasts I've listened to all year. I was cackling like a hyena. You guys were so natural, and I naturally ship, and I need to know if you guys spoke, went out, are going out, are engaged.
Yeah, so we did have really good chemistry. He's funny, and we got along really well. The thing is, though, is I really draw the line at athlete, and I've said that a million times.
Yeah.
Me acting like Jay Cutler has asked for my hand in marriage.
He turned him down.
He literally has like 50 girls like in his Rolodex every single day. I'm like, I had to let him know. Like, I don't want to be a part of that. No, we flirted a little bit. He's hot. He's fun. He has kids. I think he's a playboy, as he should be. Mm. He just came out of a marriage.
He didn't give off that vibe in the interview.
Jackie, are you sure?
No,
he came off like a family man.
Yeah, and maybe I just like heard what I wanted to hear, which was like he was talking about kids and you were talking about how you want to be a mom. I was like, yeah. Well, this works.
You're like, this is perfect. They both want the same thing.
You were looking for someone who could throw the football. He's a quarterback.
100%. No, I have a lot of respect for him. I like him a lot. We have not had sex. Jay, if you're listening, I'm just letting everyone know, but we might. Who knows? I'm saying it right here, right now. Maybe it's gonna happen, but no, we're not in a relationship. I'm sorry. I feel like you're very disappointed.
I had to ask. I'm glad you guys are on good terms. And I feel like the door's open. Yeah.
Jackie said it here first. The door is open. What other celebrity could you see me with?
Ooh, you must be such a fun person to set up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to have sex with. Oh. I have no idea why.
No, I feel like you obviously like are such a great conversator, mm-hmm. so pretty, like so interesting, and you're like down. So anyone really. But you won't do an athlete. That's fine. I probably wouldn't put you with one.
No, I couldn't do an athlete. I need just a guy that's not on social media. I just want a regular guy.
So it couldn't be really a celebrity, unless it's like an actor who's not on social media.
But even still,
Brad Pitt isn't on social media.
No, but I judge actors.
Yeah, because they lie. Because for a living.
They lie for a living. And I think there has to be something going on in your brain to be like, I want to be an actor for the rest of my life. And I think there has to be a certain tinge of delusion.
Yeah, but that's required to make it.
Exactly.
Yes, I feel that.
Which I don't have. Well, my team has told me I have full on delusions of grandeur that I didn't know I had. I feel like I'm very self-aware and on planet Earth.
Yeah, but no.
But I mean, they say I don't. I don't think I'm very delusional. I would never think I would be good enough to be an actress, right?
Yeah. No, I would not think so. But I know I'm like not a good actress. Because if I was halfway decent, I would probably try.
Right.
You know, because you like make it a little bit in podcasting and they're like, what else do you want to do?
You're like, it stops here.
Like your agent's like, the world is your oyster. Like I would be like, put me in a movie.
Exactly. No, we've hit the ceiling, you and I.
Yeah, like, no, I'm good podcasting. I feel like it's my strength. I'm going to stay here.
I feel the same way. Even going on tour. Well, I actually will probably absolutely go on tour, but it's like terrifying. I feel comfortable right here.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband is not a celebrity or an athlete.
No, he's like private and he likes that way and I like it too.
How long have you guys been
married? We've been married 2019. What? So like almost three and a half years.
Okay. Wow.
And like most of that was COVID, which is crazy. And then we've been together like almost 7 years.
Okay. And did you know from year one, I'm going to marry this guy and have a baby with him?
Yeah. Well, I feel like when we first got together, it was like we were working together and I had a crush on him. And it was like, I didn't know if he liked me back. And it was like 2 months of that. And then once we were like, we like each other, maybe it was because we worked together. We either had to be serious or I couldn't just hook up with someone that I worked with. I'm too awkward. And I would just, oh my God, I couldn't even imagine. Even right. Once we started dating, I like did leave the job because I didn't love it. And I could not see him around the office. I felt so weird.
Uh-huh.
So I think because we worked together, it's like, I wasn't just going to mess around with someone that I worked with. I'm not cut out for that.
Smart
so
girl.
I feel like the first few months of our relationship were just like, so, oh my God, yes, this is it, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't until like a few months later that I was like, oh, this is where like things come into play where it's like, okay, we have to work through this or work through that. And it's like, now it's more of like the mechanics of a relationship and less of like just fairy tale stuff.
Right.
But I guess that's like the honeymoon phase
right.
that ends. And then it's like, you ask yourself tough questions and you figure it out.
When does that honeymoon phase wear off? Because me, I am a serial fucking dater, always in a relationship. And I'm like, do I just give up because the honeymoon phase is over? I'm going to be single forever.
I feel like the relationship isn't really real until the honeymoon phase is over. Like when I think back to myself in the honeymoon phase, I don't recognize myself.
Right.
Like,
it's not real.
Who is she? She was like PDA. Like that's so not me. So it's like he was with someone who's not his wife. Like right. That's not me.
Right. And you're like, surprise, bitch, one day.
Don't touch me.
No, but it's like, and the entire time, you guys are both trying to put your best foot forward,
yes.
right? You're like,
yes.
Oh my God, I love halibut. Like, it's my favorite type of fish. And then,
right.
you know?
Yeah, and maybe it's like, I didn't dislike halibut. I just didn't know yet that I didn't like it.
Because you were in
yeah.
fairy tale law.
So then, like, the, you know, when the masks start to come off, and then you're with the real person. And I feel like that's when the relationship starts.
Right.
You know,
so how if we had a guess roughly, it's going to be different for everyone. How long do you think that phase lasts?
Oh, for me, it was like 4 or 5 months. Then okay. he got me like a Valentine's Day gift. And I was like,
I thought you were going to say I have it locked and loaded
no,
now.
No, no.
And now I can be the
we
real
We both
me.
Had like completely different ideas of what our first Valentine's Day would be. Like we were so serious from the minute we started dating. So I was like, I could get engaged. Like I was like, I got him such a serious gift. And he got me like a jokey gift.
Wait, what was, can you tell us?
No, honestly,
is it like, private?
It's like, it's so sore subject. And that was our first like conflict. I had never really like had to say like this upset me before. And so it took me a few days to be like that gift like hurt my feelings. Like I thought like we're already told each other we loved each other. Like our families
yeah.
have met. And, like that's what he got me for our first Valentine's Day. And like it hurt. And so then he got me like, you know, a nice cute little necklace. And I felt much better about it. But I had to like speak up and be like,
absolutely.
And, yeah. And it wasn't about like what the gift was really. It was just like, it was clearly like a jokey gift. And also I got such a serious gift.
Right. Well, I think what throws people off, especially in a relationship, is when you're falling in love with someone and you're thinking this is my person and they get you a gift that does not resonate with you whatsoever. And
yeah.
you kind of panic.
No, like, and it's like not, symbolic of like where the relationship is. I'm like, so what, did I think the relationship is somewhere that it's not?
Exactly. Because
that's something I need to know. But like, no, he's like dead serious about me. So get me a serious gift.
Also, men. Period.
Yeah, and also just like
they just suck
jewelry
at that type
is
of thing.
Fine. Like it didn't. If even if it was something I never wanted to wear, like I'd be like, he's serious about me. He got me jewelry.
Yes.
Not like a prank.
Right. Yeah. Was it a full on prank? Like, you don't have to tell me what it was. But,
yeah.
Like,
no. It was just like a little tchotchke that he that were like reminded him of me.
Got it. Like a white elephant.
Like a paperweight. Yeah. Like a white elephant gift. Exactly.
Like a stocking stuffer, basically.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. I feel that. No. That would have annoyed me too.
I got him a Cartier, the bracelet on the string. This one.
Okay.
So I was like, I mean business. Where are you? Where are you?
That is incredible.
It's not like I was like looking for gifts and I wasn't gonna like, right. I wasn't showing up to the exchange.
Match my energy,
match
babe.
My energy. And I thought we were matched. That's why it hurt.
I totally feel that, but it sounds like he
redeemed himself. And it was a good lesson for me to be like, okay, I just have to tell him. And then he got me like a sweetheart necklace and I was so happy.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah. I love a heart necklace. I don't know if that's what you meant by sweetheart necklace, but I do love a heart.
It was like it's like a little heart on like a gold string. And that I don't wear, like I'm not wearing any jewelry right now. I'm like literally only wearing this ugly ass Oura ring. I don't even wear my wedding ring.
Oh my God. I want to take it off so
it's
fast.
So ugly, but I'm addicted to my data.
They're never sponsoring us ever. Every time I see my Oura ring, I'm like, you got to add 50 more rings to your hand to kind of like,
you have to be a person who wears a lot of rings
right.
But I only wear this one. I'm not even wearing my wedding ring. Like I really don't even wear jewelry. So I didn't need anything like crazy, but I do love like one dainty necklace.
Yes.
So let it be from my man.
100%. Oh, and I mean, I'm just obsessed with it. It's so funny you said that because I wore it religiously and then I couldn't handle how it looked and I gave it up.
Okay.
And then I was like, I like found it in my drawer and I just picked it back up again. I'm talking about it like it's heroin. Like it's like a street drug. And I just picked it back up and like I can't move on. But you really do get obsessed with the data.
Yeah, you do. And it's like my sleep is garbage because I have a baby. Yes. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking to see here. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're not well. Try and get some rest today.
That's why I stopped wearing it.
Yeah.
It's because I would wake up in the morning and it would basically say, are you ready to have a shit day? Good luck and take care of yourself. And I'm like, no. I need to hear something different.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Maybe if I was training for a marathon, like I'd be like, okay, I got 20,000 steps today. Tomorrow will be better.
Right.
But no.
No, but I still need to know how many hours to the fucking minute I slept. I have to know. Or I can't function. I spend the whole day thinking about it. It's sick. Aura, we are here to be your spokespeople.
Yeah, because we can't quit it, you know?
We can't quit.
And it's actually as nice looking as tech jewelry gets.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That is the truth.
Yeah.
Apple Watch, get out of here. Me. Fitbit, goodbye. This is really as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
On The Morning Toast, your podcast that you do with Claudia,
yeah,
your sister, you guys talk pop culture every day.
Every day.
You guys record it literally every day.
Yeah, we record every morning and then we post it right when we're done.
Okay. First of all, you are superhuman and I don't know how you can do that. Second of all, I want to know what your day is like. Like, do you wake up in the morning, check your Aura Ring data, and then go straight to Daily Mail?
So I wake up in the morning. I actually don't check my Aura Ring until later in the day. I'm like, oh, why do I feel like shit? Like, let's see what.
That's smart.
Did I really get such little sleep? Or if like it took me so long to fall asleep, I'll wake up and be like, how long did it take me? What was my latency?
Okay. That's smart. Check it later.
Yeah. So now, I mean, I just moved. And so now I have a studio. I moved to Florida. Mm. So I have a studio in my house. So my day is a little bit different than it was a few months ago when I was in New York and we were both in the studio.
Right.
But I will wake up and it's not until like an hour and a half before we're supposed to record that I like start my makeup. We do our own hair and makeup because we do video every day too.
Oh my so God, I'll you do it every day.
Yeah.
With a baby?
Yeah. So then like I'll do my hair and makeup and then I'll go upstairs like to the studio and then I'll sit down with my iPad and like look through stories. Now sometimes something happened the day before. It's like, oh, I know that's going to be a story already. Or I'll have like a saved tab on my Instagram being like, okay, those two things talk about. And then I have to go find other stories. Some days it's like so easy. Other days there's nothing
right.
to talk about. That's just like pop culture, innocuous, like fun fare,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right, right. Well, we're going to talk about pop culture right now.
Cool.
Because I rarely talk about it, and obviously you're the perfect person. There's a lot of love in the air.
Okay.
From what I've gathered, okay? So Emily Ratajkowski has been seen with Brad Pitt.
Obsessed, yeah.
You love this?
I do. I feel like Brad Pitt's someone like we've been like trying hypothetically to set up for years. Like one time he was spotted with Kourtney Kardashian.
He
went to Sunday service years ago and we just like had in our heads that him and Kourtney were getting together.
Okay.
I think he'd get along better with Khloe, but if Emily Ratajkowski is what he's feeling, I think that's cute.
You are all about them.
Yeah, I just like want to see him in a relationship.
I don't trust him.
You don't trust him.
Mm-mm. I don't.
Why?
I have issues with men, just trust issues in general. So I'll start there. But the second I know a guy is famous in any capacity, I'm like repulsed, you know, it's kind of like repellent.
Yeah.
And I don't trust them.
But you don't feel that way about the woman too?
That's a really good question because I don't notice it as much, probably because I'm not getting in relationships with women.
Right.
But if I like really sit back and think about it and think about myself and how I've acted in my past, they're really doing the same shit.
The men and the women that are famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
But women get away with it because they're smarter about it is what I think.
Yeah.
And I will say, there is a statistic on how many men cheat compared to women.
Oh, is there?
There is.
And men cheat more?
I think they're close. Like, I think the percentage is close. So I don't know why. Maybe it's like I grew up in a misogynistic. It's the patriarchy.
No, I feel like it's the opposite. Like you have like matriarchy issues because you're like the women get away with it. I feel like people are most often like, you know, the men hide it better. Like their ambition. Mm. Like for women, it's like, oh, she's like too ambitious. No one would say that about a man.
Right.
You know.
Right. No, I do think the women in Hollywood are definitely doing it. I do think. Famous, not famous men tend to do it more. But I think Brad Pitt is one of the hottest men to walk planet Earth. Eileen Radakowski, one of those beautiful women to walk planet Earth.
It's science.
And I would like to watch them have sex or make out or whatever. Hold hands.
Hopefully we'll see that at least, the holding hands.
I hope and pray. But speaking of Emily Radakowski, I think my friend actually sent me an article, and it was when Emily was going through her divorce with Sebastian Bear
McClard. I only know that because I'm obsessed with his last name. I call Claudia McClardia because of him. Like, literally, I call her McClard now because of him.
I love that. McClardia. Yeah.
I'm so glad I could fill in the blank for you because I'm obsessed with Sebastian Bear McClard.
What a name, though, really. Sebastian Bear McClard.
Yeah.
That is a stunning name.
It is.
It's gorgeous. It's really memorable. Is. Bear? Where did Bear come from? But let's talk about this guy because the article I was sent, it said, as spoken about on the Morning Toast, I don't know if it was you or Claudia mentioned, he's known as a serial cheater.
Yeah, so we were actually doing a live show.
Oh.
On Spotify Live. Our show was called Breaking Bread. It was a moment in time. Hopefully you catched it.
Okay.
Caught it. Oh my God, my grandma. people were writing in the comments, like, and this was before like the news broke. So people were writing that her husband like had cheated on her and that they were divorcing. And I guess like it was something that people had known, but it wasn't really in the news yet because she hadn't like put out a statement or anything. Not that like he was cheating on her the whole time and everybody knew, but that like that the news wasn't out yet, but that it's happening.
Okay. See, I was like hoping, wishing for some intel. I thought you were going to come in here and be like, I saw Sebastian at a party once.
Oh my
and
God.
Like da-da-da-da-da. But no, you don't have any of that intel.
I don't have any of that.
But
and I feel like she's the type that the minute she found out, she was like, goodbye, get the fuck out.
Yes.
Good day, sir.
Yes.
Like,
you know what? She released a book. Was it a book or an essay?
Both. She's done both.
Okay. And she said something a little bit peculiar, I remember, about him saying, I know he's going to be into other women or something like that. Do you remember that?
No.
She did. She said something along those lines. Like, I just have to learn to be okay with him being into that. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to report back. But I remember reading that and thinking it was a little bit strange.
Yeah. And it's funny when you read something like at the time and they're together, you're like, oh, they have, you know, a very modern situation. Mm-hmm. And then you read and now you think about it in the context of like what we know now. And it's like, oh, no, it was never a good thing that he was always into other women.
Yes. Yes. It was not. Which I used to think I could do the open relationship thing. That was me being young and just trying to be cool. I couldn't do it. I could never. Could you? No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm like very into like closed circle.
Yes.
We don't have openings.
I'm
like, I'm sorry.
Okay, exclusive.
Position's closed.
Okay, zero bond. Like, we hear you.
That's my marriage.
I fucking love that. Okay, so Emily Ratajkowski, there was, Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, 20, 30 years later, who are the guys we're talking about?
Right.
Brad Pitt and Leo.
The same guys.
Yeah. They just withstand the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God. I keep laughing at every meme about him. You would think it gets old. Like most things on the internet get old in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's still funny. Mm-hmm. I guess it's good for him that he's dating someone who's 27.
Who is?
Gigi Hadid.
Okay. So he was with Camila?
Morone. Yeah. Yeah.
Stunning, beautiful, gorgeous. They were together for a while.
Yeah.
And they broke up. She was getting really ambitious in her career. And they couldn't spend that much time together. And he was kind of like, we should be spending more time, or she wanted that. And so she was like, all right, well, fuck you. I'm going to be a huge actress.
Okay, that's like a good story. And that works. She's also going to be in the Daisy Jones and the Six TV series. It's a book that was like really popular, and she is playing, actually the girl's name is Cammy in the book.
Okay.
So maybe that's like the beginning of something great for her and a good time for her to be single.
Yeah.
And if it was on her terms, then like that I works for that. Me. I really hope it wasn't like she turned 25 and he was like, time's up. Hashtag time's up.
Yeah, wait. I hope for that too, and I probably should not have shared that.
I think that's a good story. I think that like is good for both parties.
Yeah, it is. So, and Gigi is how old?
27, I think.
Okay,
so he went over the hump.
Okay, growth.
But it's like still he's 40, what? And she's 27. But we she's small games.
Small games in 2 year increments. Like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
If you were Gigi Hadid, would you take a chance on Leo?
He's like not my vibe. I can't. He seems like he's so annoying. Like, he doesn't seem like someone I want to like chat with.
Wait, I feel the same way. Titanic, I'm down.
Yeah.
And I would have been into it. And then over time, I think it was that last movie that Netflix tried to make a thing and it was so fucking bad. What is it?
Don't Look Up. Oh, I never saw it. It looked bad.
Don't waste 2 seconds of your time. We need to defund Netflix because they have way too much money and they're making way too many movies and they're just putting out garbage.
Yeah.
That's another thing I shouldn't have said. Netflix, I love you and I do want a special one day and I will take that back. But I think just over time, Leo lost his luster.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in Titanic, he's super handsome. Wolf of Wall Street, Leo is also pretty good. But I just don't, he's not really like someone that I would care to spend time with.
No.
Like if I were Emily Ratajkowski, like I wouldn't be going for Leo either.
Absolutely not.
Brad Pitt though, yeah.
Yeah. Leo, like, you see him running around New York with the hoodie and the belly and the hood on and just...
Not the belly.
The fat guy is referred to as a belly. I couldn't say dad bod. I had to say belly. And he's just, like, I feel like he's just coming around corners and, like, in alleyways. Don't you get that vibe?
Now that you mention it.
He's like, he's a creep. Like, he really gives off creeper vibes. Like,
Yeah. Just
be normal.
Yeah.
You know? I get he's trying to be low-key so people don't notice him. But Leo, like, we notice. And, like, you're being more creepy. But
yeah.
Trying to be, like, discreet.
Yeah.
Sorry, Leo, you need to knock it off. I have to talk about this couple. Logan Paul and... Nina Agdal.
Yeah.
Agdal?
Yeah. She used to date Leo.
Yes. So apparently she posted something, and maybe this was just like a bullshit article, but it was trying to basically say that Leo had tried to reach out to her recently.
Ooh.
And she was like, bye, boy. Like, boy, bye type shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Leo's out here doing God knows what in his fucking hoodie and his fucking jeans and his sneakers that are 10 years old. But she is dating Logan Paul. Is that a real relationship?
This is the first time hearing of it. And I think it's really,
really?
Yeah. And I think it's really cute.
Okay. Well, I think it's really cute too. I think you would be an expert on this. How can you tell what's a publicity stunt and what's not?
I think it just depends on the people. And then also the timing. Like, what do they have to gain? Like, what's coming out? At least there's a reason we're like hearing from this person more.
Smart.
And then it's also like the people. Do they seem compatible?
Smart.
And do they both have something to gain? Does one of them seem like they would never go for something like this? Like, I feel like when Pete Davidson and Kim started dating, people were like, it's PR for the show. And I just feel like Pete would never be in a PR relationship. I also don't think Kim would.
Yes.
But I just like, I never got that vibe.
Right.
But also sometimes I'm like so naive. I always say this on the show, like two people could be like spotted together. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh no, no, they're not dating. It's like probably a business meeting. Like right. when Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were first together, I'm like, no, they're just like friends.
Right.
They're literally like fucking on the beach. I'm like, it's friends and they're just right. like, it's business.
But I also feel like you can be very naive in the opposite yes. way where you're like, you and Jay Cutler married.
Are together. Yes, yes, yes. 100. My radar is like off a lot, but that's where I live in a delusional world, you
which
know?
I think is fantastic to live there. You yeah. believe in love and true love, and because you're in it.
Yeah, and like all these couples that I don't want to see break up, like, well, maybe if I convince myself that they haven't, like, I don't know them. I'm never going to see them at a party separately. So, right. like, why do I have to tell myself they broke up?
I love that. You believe in love. And yeah. I think a lot of people in this day and age are very jaded, and I think that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the problem is that like then stuff comes out about the relationship, like then they all like go do their tell-alls and it's like, oh, I actually can't endorse this anymore.
Oh, and you have to backtrack on everything. Yeah, like,
this
said.
Was bad, this was toxic, we have to let it go.
Yeah, so this was something that really stood out to me and I couldn't really wrap my brain around it, and I want you to dissect it with me. So Logan is talking about his relationship with Nina.
Okay.
Who is a former Victoria's Secret model, right? Mm-hmm. And, well, the article said, despite usually keeping details of his relationships a secret, Logan Paul has admitted to having, quotation marks, intimacy problems with his new model girlfriend. And then this is what Logan had to say. He said, I'll be kissing my girlfriend and I'll pull back and I won't move my mouth and you'll hear, parentheses, makes a gurgling noise.
I'll be kissing my girlfriend, I pull back, and I...
So, and then he follows up by saying, so that happens to my throat from time to time. It becomes a huge sticking point in my relationship.
Oh. So is this just a like PR having stunt heartburn? I actually think that's like, like, I actually think that this is a real relationship, because that's like, I mean, I've never experienced that, but I feel like he's like opening up. What, did he say this on a podcast? That sounds like something you share on a podcast.
I don't know if he's, I think he actually said it on his own podcast.
Yeah, I feel like that's him just like opening up about like Logan Tings. What's going on with Logan this week?
And you are chalking it up to heartburn.
Yeah, no, I think he's like having some like gastrointestinal issues.
That is, you know what, my mind did not go well,
where
there.
Where did your mind go?
Says he struggles with intimacy problems. So I automatically thought it had something to do with his psyche. And maybe it's just kissing is too intimate. You know, in, oh my God, what is a movie with the prostitute movie, Pretty Woman, mm-hmm. the prostitute movie. Wow, that is, I will never call it the best movie of all time, okay? She won't kiss the men.
Yeah.
She will just fuck them.
Because it's too intimate.
Kissing is too intimate. So that's where my brain went. Maybe oh. Logan feels like a prostitute.
Or like the relationship's not at the level of kissing yet.
Right, 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 right. I think maybe he's just more of a stick it in and the kissing is just too intimate for him. But you know what? I don't know. It also does, now that you point it out, sound like a
heartburn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to send him some Pepto-Bismol or some Tums or something.
Yeah, it could be just as simple as that.
Yes. You know? I
don't overthink it.
Right? And that's causing intimacy problems.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win?
See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I want to move on to listener questions.
Okay.
Save our sleuths. Let's start with the first one. Hi, sleuth. How do I say no to people without feeling super fucking guilty about it? I have been a yes man my whole life, and it makes me feel super overwhelmed and burnt the fuck out. I want to start saying no to things like projects at work or plans on my time off, but I feel so guilty and end up saying yes. How do I get over the guilt? Love you, Slew.
Oh, I mean, you have to, but you also need to like prioritize, and you can't say now no to everything.
Yes.
You know, especially at work, they'll be like, okay, get out of here.
Right, right.
But you need to really like think about like, why can't you do something? Like, is it really, sometimes it's just, it's really easier to say yes because like the mental gymnastics you have to do to come up with a reason to say yes. No is like not worth it. And I'd rather not stress about it, and just doing it is easier, mm-hmm. which is probably, I probably have the same issue as this person sometimes. But I also feel like eventually you get into a place in your life where you actually like can't say yes to everything.
Yes.
And you just have to have a good enough reason that like within yourself you're okay with it. You're like, no, I literally could not say yes because I have this, that, and this going on.
Right, right. I think it's about getting to know yourself and your limits.
Yeah.
Is really like what it boils down to. I know for me, I am a very in the moment hype woman type of person, and you could be like, we're going to the cemetery like right after this, let's go. And I'll be like, oh my God, yes, like I'm coming. You know, like I get very caught up in the moment and I'll just say yes, yes, yes. People need to stop taking a yes so literally. Do you agree?
Right, it was like a suggestion.
Right. Yeah. If I say yes in the moment, that's not, I'm not signing a contract. I'm not signing on the dotted line. It wasn't really a blood oath. Yeah. It was just like, yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't mean anything behind it.
You were just like being supportive of your ideas.
Right. I mean, sometimes I mean it, but sometimes I don't. And especially if you're trying to plan something, you know, a month out.
Yeah.
Relax.
And I feel like probably the people in your life know you at this point to know that like the yes is extremely tentative. Mm-hmm. You should circle back with her a day of.
Yes. Yes. I still do get in a lot of trouble with my really close friends, and I have been working on it. I've been a lot better about it.
That's good.
Do you have an easy time saying no? Can you just be like, no?
Yes. Now in my life, I do, because there are so many things that
we have a baby.
I can't do it. Right. But sometimes it is easier to say yes. It just depends on what is being asked of me, who's mm-hmm. asking it, and what it really costs me to say yes or no.
I totally agree. I think a lot of times with work, I have a really hard time saying no.
Yeah.
Because then I feel really guilty.
Yeah, because you just want to be doing everything. Yeah. But you also have to assess like what really is valuable and like what is a waste of your time.
Exactly. Because you'll burn out. Mm-hmm. I also am one of those people that I have no problem saying no to a lot of things. And then I am crippled in a ball on my bed with FOMO.
Oh.
So I just need help all around. And we can just move on from that question. Okay. Let's move on to this next one. Why do pretty girls sometimes never get approached by guys? Not trying to sound conceited, but I am an attractive girl, as I've been told by both male and female friends. Okay, girlfriend, we were not doubting you. We believe you.
Send a picture. I believe you. And I actually completely agree with this person that this happens sometimes.
Okay.
And I feel like there's sometimes in some girls and like their look that just, they're so pretty, but they just like look high maintenance. I feel like I haven't been in the game in a while, but I feel like I look like a lot of work, you know? And it's like, I'll go with the girl who looks like chiller right over there, you know?
Uh-huh.
I feel like some people just like put forth that energy and other girls, but, and it's, I guess it's less to do, I don't know how pretty and everything is subjective and people have different tastes, but I do feel like there are girls that just seem more approachable and like down to earth. And just because you might look like not down to earth doesn't mean that you aren't or that you are high maintenance, but that just might be like the energy you're putting forth, which is like, hey, I'm a lot of work. Come chat.
So I was going to say the exact same thing. I think it has less to do with her appearance and has everything to do with the energy.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also feel like sometimes you might not even realize it, especially if you're shy or, you know, you're like with your girls, like you might be putting yourself in situations where you look intimidating. Like if you're with intimidating looking people, if you're all huddled together, like if it doesn't look like there's a point of entry, like I don't know what the right body language is to like signify that you are interested in chatting.
It's definitely not arms crossed. I know that. Oh,
that's like my arms are like
I love standing with my arms crossed like this, and I've had to teach myself to just hands to
that's
the side.
So standoffish.
Right? Yeah. But it's so comfortable.
I know. No, I totally agree. I'm literally sitting here, legs crossed, arms crossed, like, couldn't be more tense. I just like realized I'm like, relax.
Like, right. It's like
ramrod. You can slouch a little.
Okay, this is gonna be our last question. What are your thoughts on women dating younger men? I'm 26 and the guy I have been talking to lately is 21. Here's the dilemma. This man owns his own house, has a great job, is super kind, mature, and pretty much everything you'd want in a man. Meanwhile, I'm 26, have a shit job, and live in an apartment. It gives me anxiety knowing this man has his stuff figured out. Meanwhile, I'm over here struggling through life. LOL thoughts. Okay, this is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because first thing I'm going to say is we don't play the comparison game.
Right.
Ever. But usually when I see people playing the comparison game, it's with your peers or people that you see on Instagram or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've never like done the comparison game with someone I'm dating. I always want them to be kind of more elite than I am.
Yeah, or just doing their own thing. Like where it's like, I don't even know what you're doing right or wrong because it's so out of my wheelhouse.
Right.
But I feel like when you're dating someone, like opposites, really they do attract. And I feel like in this situation, if this 21-year-old guy was dating a fellow 21-year-old overachiever, like they would make each other crazy. And it might be like good for him to be with someone who has taken things at a different pace. And I feel like typically, you know, and they say like women are more mature than men, so it makes sense like when women date older men, then they're more on the same level. But everyone is different. There's exceptions to every single rule. So if you found a 21-year-old who is the kind of guy that you want to be with right now, and you guys are working, like I wouldn't get caught up in the semantics, like as what works works.
Right. I mean, she's basically saying I have the perfect guy. The only issue is the age issue. You do not break up over something like that.
No.
You don't. Unless it's maybe in like 30, 40 years difference.
Oh,
maybe
but then it's like, why did you start dating in the first place? Like,
Then there's an issue. But I mean, they're 5 years apart. Girlfriend, it's just some people have lived a lot of fucking life by the time they're 21 and they have the mentality and the maturity of a 35-year-old, you know?
Right. And I would also say like, okay, maybe you don't own your house, but you're older than him, you're wiser, and you're a woman, like you have a lot to offer too. So don't just like whatever he has like stacked up is really cool for him.
Yeah.
But like you have things that make you like unique and great and smart, and like lean into those things instead of trying to just compare with what he has.
Exactly. And his success has nothing to do with your success. Like you focus on you and you.
And he likes you. Like you're good enough. Like
you're good enough. I love that. And also take what's his. Hello. Hi, like we're trying to step up. We're trying to ladder up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Join forces.
Jackie, this has been so fucking good. And I knew it was going to be this great of an episode. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can they find you?
You can find me every morning on, you know, mid-morning, early afternoon, and the morning toast on YouTube, podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at The Morning Toast. And you can follow my personal Instagram at Jackie Oshry, O-S-H-R-Y, Jackie with an O.
Oh my God, Jackie with an O. Wait, Jackie with a what?
With an O.
Oh, the last name.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's right, with
you're
an
like
O. I was like, wait, where is the O? I'm like, I should be good at this shit because mine's Sophie with an F, Franklin with a Y. You guys obviously know where to find me. Jackie, again, thank you so much. And Sleuths, I will see you next week. Bye.
Hi, thanks.